Cali County Commission to order on this 19th day of March. First order of business will be a roll call.
Chairman Wingwell.
Here.
Vice Chairman Allenburg.
Here.
Commissioner Bob Bailey.
Here.
Also want to thank everyone for coming and joining in the conversations we had prior to the meeting starting. Now, if you'll bow with me, please. God, teach us to be smart, brave, and creative about solving the problems we are currently facing, rather than let our fears overtake the solid judgment we were given. Amen.
Amen.
Citizens to be heard. Anybody have anything they want to bring up at this time? Next item of business is consider approval of directive to reduce public access in Cali County facilities and reduce staffing to provide essential functions for the time period 3/17/2020 through 3/22/2020.
Chairman, all three of you had individual conversations with me starting last weekend, as well as the counselor, and with that situation, I tried to keep you guys apprised of what happened and what was happening. I suggested or recommended to you guys at that point that since we were directed that it would most likely be this week we would see it if we're going to see that big spike. What we're kind of looking at now is we're starting to see that big spike in the state starting now. So we're a little ahead, but I think for good reasons we try to be precautious to try to do our due diligence through voice conversations on the phone. Then finally I sent you guys a email outlining the conversation that I wanted to have, and you all individually responded back to me in that email with your consent for me to do that, obviously understanding that it would be approved retroactively at the next scheduled commission meeting, which would have been April 7th if we wouldn't have had this special meeting. So what I'm asking you to do at this point with this motion is to approve that formally, which was a directive you provided me via written documentation and email individually.
Anything you guys want to bring up?
Mm-hmm. I'd move to approve directive to reduce public access in Cali County facilities and reduce staffing to provide essential functions for a period of time from 3/17/2020 through 3/22/2020.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Next item of business is consider approval of reducing public access in Cali County, temporary approval of resolution 2020-03, reducing public access in the Cali County facilities from March 23rd to April 5th. Lucas? Mark?
We don't have the resolution ready.
Oh, you don't?
No. No. There need to be some changes to that.
Okay.
Is it something, Counselor, I can alter, print, and handle, and we take a moment? Because we've got workforce that, if depending on that decision, I would like to notify them tomorrow so they would be prepared for Monday.
Okay. All right.
I'd be more than happy to do whatever needs to be done. I think it's an action to prevent a situation, and if we did have a contamination in the courthouse or in the county or anywhere here, and as we've experienced in the treasurer's office and the clerk's office, when you say don't come, they call all their friends to come, and the issue that we're running into is if we had one of our employees in the environments in which we work become contaminated, they won't show symptoms of it for 4 days. That means if a treasurer who's at the front counter of the treasurer's office becomes in contact, receives it, and works in that workspace for the next 4 days before they show signs, most likely the entire department, because of the obligations from the health officials, will have to be in a offline and self-isolated for 14 days. So again, not scared of the issue, not scared of the outcome. What we're trying to do is prevent the opportunity of lost productivity. If we have such a thing, we potentially won't have staffing to facilitate the jobs that we're required to do. So to the best of my abilities, this was why I was suggesting it, is hopefully we never get an outbreak in Cali County, and hopefully we go along with no problems. But if we do, this will help us choose to not have maybe as much of an impact. That's the reason why I was suggesting last week to reduce staffing to that matter, and schedule staffing in a 4-day rotation, so that if somebody did become part of a contagion, your entire workforce in that department wouldn't be impacted. You would bring somebody, you would have a group that works, and it doesn't work this way in every agency, and just, you can't do it every way. But for the vast majority of the 8-to-5 office employees, I was suggesting for them to have people gone for 4 days, another group of people come in for the next 4 days. And so at any given point, or mix it up, at any given point, you're buying yourself some liability, your liability control. We're taking a very lenient approach comparatively, as we talked earlier, to many counties in the state. And I think you're going to see it more aggressive. I think the reason why it's appropriate to take a lenient perspective right now is the fact that we don't have a confirmed case in Cali County. And so I think if we take it too aggressive at this point, we're not doing our due diligence to ensure we're providing services to the people that we're here to do. But at the same time, by not offering other solutions for them to take care of their services, and by not trying to promote people not to come here, we're not following suit with what the directives were from the state of Kansas and the federal government, which is trying to limit public gatherings. This place is a public gathering. You know, we've reduced offices or reduced meetings to where even last night, our department head meeting, even though we're in all the same buildings here, we did it over Veeam, right? So I'm probably boring you at this point, but I just wanted to explain some of my rationale.
Gentlemen?
I'm good with it.
I move to approve the adjustments to public access as presented in Resolution 2020-03.
Second. Bob, you have any comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Lucas, do you have anything else to come forward?
Thank God I don't. At least I'm not alone today. Thanks. I appreciate it. You did it for me. I know.
Yeah.
It's kid pictures night, by the way, if you want to see my kids' pictures. That's what that means.
Move to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.
Thanks, sir.
We got that taken care of.
We're official now.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Yeah.
25, I think. 30 or 32 tonight.
Yeah. And the wind's supposed to winterize and everything. I know.
Got the sprayer all the way winterized.
Yes.
Hey, who voted on item three? Alan moved. Who seconded?
Wayne.
Do you guys have any? You didn't argue on it, did you?
Nope.
Nope.
No, I thought you were doing the right thing.
Well, sorry for not having.